At some point, this becomes hate speech. At some point, inciting a riot plot.
It's called free speech.
No, it's called hate
you
speech.
You communist faggot!
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 83. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com. The website where I haven't done fucking shit in like, I don't know, fucking couple weeks. I think fucking the last thing I put up there was like Resident Evil 7. Fucking the review for that. I was fucking jumping around since then, fucking around. So, gruntfreepress.com, the email address is podcast@gruntfreepress. If you have any suggestions or, I don't know, fucking whatever, random shit is what I'm all about. That's my motto. The motto of Grunt Free Press is random shit when I feel like it. Speaking of shit, snow, shitty snow. That's pretty shit. Snow's pretty shitty. I mean, fucking, I think like, every day this fucking week it snowed, like almost every day, maybe like one or two days it didn't fucking snow. That's, yeah, that's pretty garbage fucking winter. One of those things too is like fucking like, you know, fucking the first time it snows, it's like, it's not that bad. Like whatever. I think you get like a foot or so, like fucking whatever the first day or two. So, yeah, whatever, just fucking go out there, you know, fucking just kind of start it up at night, fucking stop in the morning, and fucking whatever. I called, you know, there's the other thing, too. I had a couple, meant a couple extra days. I called, you know, had to play games and shit, so that was kind of cool. You know, I fucking called out of work, like, whatever, fucking, I'm not going in, I'm not fucking going out there at 9 o'clock at night, fucking 10 o'clock at night to fucking shovel a foot of snow. It's not happening, so, Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, the first fucking day, that first snowfall, you get, like, you know, the foot of snow, and you fucking, yeah, it fucking ended like at night, so it's fucking like, all right, wait till the fucking morning, wait till it's fucking like, you know, it starts warming up, it's bright out, you go out there, you start fucking shoveling and shit, and you get a, you know, you get ambitious, and it's fucking like, all right, like, whatever, it's fucking set, you know, fucking, they got a long ass fucking driveway to you, it's like half a fucking mile long. Yeah, so you shovel all that, and it's fucking like, all right, it's fucking nice fucking wide path, you know, so you're not fucking, you know, rub it up against snow when you're walking and like whatever, and fucking, you know, digging deep, getting fucking scraping the ground and shit. Just fucking, I'll make sure, you know, everything's nice and fucking nice, right angles the way you're walking, nice pathways and nice and wide, like 2 car lengths long. So you fucking, you know, again, just so it's fucking easy to fucking drive around and shit in there. And yeah, you know, really, really fucking nice fucking snowbanks and shit. Just fucking, you know, fucking out there for a couple hours, and then fucking, you know, then fucking it's like, ah, no, this way too. When the, it gets a little bit warmer and shit, and fucking, you know, some of it melts. It's fucking like, all right, well, it's fucking, it's pretty much like the ground, you know what I mean? We're fucking where you shoveled and shit, so it's no big deal. And then, like, you get fucking more snow on top of that, and it's fucking like, all right, shovel up, you know, fucking clean up a little bit, and then fucking more snow on top of that. And eventually now it's like fucking like, ah, it's like 3 inches on the ground. Yeah, 3 inches on the fucking shoveled parts. It's just fucking like, ah, whatever, that's fine, you know, it's fucking, I don't fucking, you know, I'm not shoveling shit anymore. It's fucking just like, all right, well, fucking, you know, to get into my driveway is just fucking just like, well, if I go downhill, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, none of it's shoveled, but if I, you know, if I fucking go like 30, 40 miles an hour and fucking just, you know, quick, you know, sharp right here, slide into the driveway, should be able to plow through all the shit and fucking like get going, fucking get up the hill and just fucking, you know, and then turn sharp left here and I'll just kind of like slide and slam my car into the parking lot, or my driveway, you know. How it goes, you get fucking lazier and lazier as, you get more of that shit. So yeah, I mean, yeah, so I had a couple extra days, to game, and do other shit, and but still, I mean, I've fucking mostly been playing Neo. We'll get to that later, I guess, but, before that came out, it's fucking just like, again, just fucking looking at my Steam list, just putting on, what do I want to play, what's up, fucking trying to find something, and, I bought this game a while ago called fucking, Nightcry, and, holy shit, fucking Nightcry is fucking amazing. I mean, I don't think I've, it's just fucking, it's great, it's fucking, One that was fucking like, it was a, I think it was like a Kickstarter. It's Clock Tower, pretty much. If you know what Clock Tower is from like PS1, PS2, there's like other games too, but, yeah, but I think it was like one of those deals where it's fucking like, oh, we don't have the rights to Clock Tower, but we're kickstarting this fucking whatever, like knockoff, you know, from the guys who made Clock Tower type of deal. And this is one of those games that's fucking like, oh, I'm holding off buying it, because, whatever, it was like fucking 40, 50 bucks or something like that. I'm like, this game looks fucking pretty shitty, so I think I ended up paying like 20 for it on like a sale or whatever, but, yeah, it's fucking, holy shit, it's amazing. It's, I don't think I fucking laughed so goddamn hard. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I fucking played a game where I was just fucking just like cracking up, like laughing out loud and funny. And again, it's not a fucking comedy. I mean, that's the best part of it. It's fucking supposed to be like a serious horror game. It's just like so fucking, I don't know. It's just fucking hilarious. It's so bad. it's so bad. It's good type of deal, but it's not, it's that line where it's like, nah, it's not really broken. It's just fucking like, holy shit, this is fucking so cheesy. So, yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah, it's a new fucking Clock Tower game, and I don't know if I've done my patented fucking bullshit, not researched at all, you know, probably long-winded, nonsensical history on Clock Tower, and I know I've done that for fucking, like, Silent Hill and shit, and fucking whatever, probably Resident Evil and other shit, coming out other fucking, like, game company is like, I remember this, and you know what I mean, just like shit I like half remember, and it's probably wrong, I don't look up, but for Clock Tower, fucking real quick, I'll do one of those, catch you up. The first one we got in the fucking the US, and it was again, it was a PlayStation 1 horror game, fucking point and click, you know, pretty much like a point and click adventure, just fucking horror based, you know. But I mean, the way it's, you know, it's fucking, cause it's horror, you know, it's not like fucking like, I don't know, Monkey Island or something like that. Like instead of that, it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking, instead of like pirates and like comedy, it's, you know, it's horror and just, Yeah, you're running from a slasher called the Scissor Man, who's like, you know, he's like a fucking little midget or a kid or something like that. He's fucking like wrapped up in bandages and shit. You know, he's got bandages on his fucking face anyway. Yeah, he's chasing after you with a fucking giant pair of fucking scissors the whole time. So yeah, you know, it's that fucking weird and fucking cheesy, but you know, it was kind of like back then, you know, kind of creepy. Just because, you know, when fucking, again, you're playing the game and just fucking hear, it'll be like quiet, and then like he'll like pop out of like a fucking pile of boxes or whatever, like fucking, it's kind of like somewhat random too. It wasn't the same thing every time. You just pop out of like random places and just start fucking chasing you with the scissors and shit. You know, it was different too. Again, it wasn't that many point and click fucking games, period, on fucking consoles. And you get like, you know, every now and then you get a rare one. I remember like Silver Load was one. I remember fucking playing on PS1 and whatever, a couple on like, you know, Sega CD and shit. But pretty rare for fucking point and click games like that. So that was different in and of itself. And plus, again, fucking horror game too. So made it pretty fucking cool. You know, I liked it back then. You know, and it was kind of like gory and shit, and fucking, you know, it's pretty gory. Yeah, you know, I played it quite a bit back in the day. It was fucking, again, pretty good shit. I fucking liked it back then. The original Clock Tower. You know, there were a couple more. I think two, and I'm not sure if what was. I don't remember fucking Clock Tower 2 at all. I'm pretty sure I probably played it for like a second or something, but. Yeah, I know there were a couple more on PS2, I think, but I don't really fucking remember them. So I mean, that means they don't exist, obviously, in my fucking, you know, my fucking half-assed history, Grunt Free Press history. It's fucking like, oh, I didn't play it, so whatever, who cares? I remember I did buy a fucking not too long ago. I bought a Super Nintendo fucking cart of. I think there was like one before even the PlayStation 1 fucking Clock Tower on Super Nintendo, but I don't think it ever came out here like officially until somebody did like a fucking whatever, like a fan translation from fucking the Japanese into English and like put it on like a, you know, you could probably just download the fucking ROM or whatever. I bought like an actual like card of it. Yeah, it was pretty fucking shitty though, like playing it on fucking like the Super Nintendo. So I only played it for like an hour or so, and it was just like, I don't know, whatever, fucking kind of a pain in the ass. So if that confuses you, I don't know, that's kind of how these history lessons fucking work. So yeah, if you're confused, my job is done. That's what I'm here for. So anyway, yeah, that brings us to fucking to Nightcry. I think it's the subtitle. I think it's fucking the full title is Nightcry, fucking Night of the Scissors or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like Jesus Christ, something like that. It's fucking just fucking Jesus. It's pretty good. So good. And just to be, you know, just to be clear, because everyone has fucking autism nowadays. It's fucking, you know, it's a fucking terrible game. Again, what I'm saying, like, oh, it's really good. I mean, don't fucking just, oh, I bought it and fucking like, oh, it's really cheesy. Like, oh, you're an idiot, fucking tard, fucking retard. It was a bad game. How can you say it? It's like, no, it's like we don't get like, you know what I mean? You don't get like, I know you fucking millennial fucking faggots don't get you know, irony, you know what I mean, or any kind of, like, fucking, like, subtlety, but it's fucking just, like, no, it's a, Nightcry is a fucking, it's terrible, you know what I mean, it's a fucking really bad game, but it's fucking so bad, that you know, again, I'm playing it, I'm just fucking just, oh my god, it's fucking so bad, I'm fucking, like, laughing my ass off, but it hits that fucking perfect balance where it's so bad, it's the fucking, the best thing ever made. So, you know, it may have even fucking warmed me up a little bit to fucking, you know what I mean, to like Kickstarter, because I think it's, I think it was a Kickstarter game. You know, it is this fucking, you know, if that's the fucking train wrecks we're going to get out of fucking Kickstarter, is like, holy shit. I mean, just please keep it up. I mean, I'm not going to fucking pay for them. You know, I'm not gonna fucking back them or whatever, but I mean, if fucking, again, I get a feeling like whatever, like fucking like Shenmue, like I've been watching people play like Shenmue 2, I think, on like Xbox or whatever. Game Informer is doing that, and it's fucking just like, holy shit, like the same thing. I mean, this game is fucking terrible. It's like so bad. I mean, I played it too back in, on the original Xbox. I remember one of the first games I think I had on fucking original Xbox. And that's a bad game. And it's just fucking like, you know, and fucking, again, the thing they did with fucking Shenmue 3 of just fucking like, oh, give us money, we'll make fucking Shenmue 3. And just like, it's probably going to, you know, a combination of Shenmue 2 is pretty fucking bad. And 3 is probably going to be a fucking, again, like Nightcry, just fucking just like a disaster. You know what I mean? It's probably just going to be so awful. It'll probably be pretty fucking funny. So, yeah, you know, it's fucking, you know, it's like that D grade, but horrible, but still functional. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's fucking shitty voice acting, sometimes not. Like, it'll, you know, for some character will just be talking like a couple lines of dialogue, and it's fucking like, wow, that's fucking really bad. And then just like the sound altogether will just fucking cut out for no reason. Like I don't know, like couldn't afford like another line, or we forgot to fucking record it, so it just cuts out pretty good. You know, you just fucking, it's still like point and click, so just fucking just use the mouse, you're pointing and clicking to get around and use items and shit, but, you know, the camera and the pathfinding and shit, like you just, you know, clicking, all right, go to this fucking corner or whatever, you click and the character goes there, and just the pathfinding and just, you know, the camera angles changing as you're trying to fucking move around and shit, it's just fucking atrocious. So half the time you're walking towards the camera, you know, you can't see fucking anything in front of you, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, I'm just clicking, like, there's one little fucking inch, like, between, like, where the character's running and, like, you know, where the screen ends type of deal. It's fucking like, I can't see where the fuck I'm going. This is a fucking mess, you know? But it's, you know, it's like partially like they wanted to make it like that to make it kind of like disorienting, cause it's, you know, it's a horror game, whatever, but it's still like from a gameplay, like perspective, like this is fucking like really bad. The first level or like environment or whatever that you're exploring, it's a cruise ship where everything looks identical. So, It's really like bottom of the barrel, like fucking 1990s fucking tank controls, but fucking worse, you know? So it's fucking just, again, you're just like clicking, and it's a fucking riot of just fucking, just like, this is so fucking bad. Again, it's like I'm on this cruise ship of, you know, every hallway looks like exactly the same pretty much, except like a couple, like something, you know, maybe a bloody door somewhere, like whatever. And it's just fucking like, and on top of that, the camera is like a fucking like complete mess. It's like, this is fucking so bad. Like, again, it's fucking, you just get lost and shit, and just, you get lost going to just walk through the same hallways over and over again. But then it's just fucking just like, you know, at first it's like, this is fucking frustrating. But then like after like whatever, 20 minutes, it's just like, why would somebody make this? Like, type of deal. Like, it's fucking like hilarious. Pretty good. A lot of the time you're just pixel hunting and fucking, you know, using the cursor, fucking cursoring over fucking like every inch of the screen, trying to find like some random object you can fucking interact with, and, you know, the cursor will change, you know, just that type of deal. You know, every fucking object is fucking like, all right, what am I looking for here, type of deal. Or you just, you know, you're fucking, you click, you know, there'll be somebody there, like an NPC, whatever, you know, you're talking to somebody, and it's one of those deals where, you know, you can search fucking everything, you can fucking pixel hunt, fucking drag the cursor over the screen, like, get everything you fucking think you need, you know, to talk to everybody fucking you can talk to in on the ship or whatever, like, nothing's happening, and then it's like, all right, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? And then it's like, oh, you have to go back, like, later for no reason and just, you know, click on the same shit, you know, or talk to the same person you already talked to, like, two or three times, and fucking, like, magically something happens type of deal, you know? Like, fucking, a lot of fucking old Japanese games are like that, too. Thought we moved past that, you know what I mean? But just, like, fucking, like, oh, I talked to somebody, fucking, move, you know, went on, like, fucking, did something else, then came back like randomly and just talked to the same person. That's how you progress. Like this is like, just like, again, it's fucking, that's pretty bad, but it's just so funny that, you know, it's this is how you fucking do it in this game too, you know? So, you know, you look at a fucking, a table, click on a table to fucking examine it and just fucking like, oh, you know, oh, it's a table. Like that's what it'll tell you. Just a table. Okay. Move on. Do a bunch of other shit, and then fucking, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and then fucking, like, randomly just click on the same table again, and it's fucking just like, gee, the table is wobbly, and it's like, and like, oh, okay, good to know, and then fucking, you know, you click on it again, and fucking, oh, the table has a passcode on it, it's like, what, you know what I mean, like seriously, like, that's, that was the fucking, like, the puzzle or whatever, like, it was just to fucking click on the same fucking table, like, three times or whatever, I don't know, it's fucking, it's that old school fucking... old school fucking horrible game design. It's fucking, it's hilarious, and you just accept it for what it is. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like, okay, I get it. This is just going to be like that old fucking bad shit, you know, that everybody fucking kind of decided was bad and we fucking moved away from it. But, you know, it gets more fucking ridiculous too. I mean, you know, a few hours into the fucking game, like suddenly it gets fucking, it gets worse, like, as, you know, as far as, again, as far as, like, the gameplay design goes, I'm just fucking like, well, that's pretty bad, but whatever, I get that, but then, like, as you move on, like, it gets, like, harder, like, in quotations, like, harder, as in just fucking just the game design shit just gets, like, worse, you know? So, you know, I got a fucking, I have a fucking rope in my inventory, and, you know, I'm starting to, I'm standing next to, like, an open window with a fucking rope, and, you know, clicking on the window and the character's saying, oh, if only I had a way, if only I had a way to fucking climb down. It's like, yeah, well, you know, I have a fucking rope, you know, I have like fucking, well, I could climb down with this and fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the fucking rope would probably work. Yeah, but with, you know, with how fucking stupid the game is, because, like, you know, that's not working. You just can't click the fucking, again, point and click adventure or whatever game. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to just fucking, well, rope on window, click, nope, that doesn't work. So it's fucking just, you know, just again, I'm like, all right, well, this is a bad game, so I start clicking on fucking completely random shit, you know, like, maybe, you know, there's a fucking, like, stuffed dog, like, up on a fucking shelf somewhere, like, am I supposed to, you know, again, this game's so bad, am I supposed to, like, fucking tie the rope onto the dog, like, you know what I mean, type of deal, and fucking, like, then throw the rope out the window, or do I tie it to a fucking, like, ladder, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, again, anything I can fucking, like, somewhat interact with, am I supposed to, like, combine the rope with this and then fucking use that to get out the window type of deal? I mean, is, like, fucking, like, a candle in the room? Like, am I supposed to be able to fucking, you know, do I burn the rope first? Like, something stupid like that to fucking, like, oh, you know, if it burned a little bit, fucking ups the fucking tensile strength or, like, whatever. Like, I don't know, I'm fucking anything. It's fucking, this game's, like, so bad, you know? You know, do I have to, like, again, like, and then it's like, all right, what else do I have in my inventory? Like, fucking, oh, do I have a cell phone? Do I fucking throw this out the fucking window first? You know what I mean? Type of deal. And just fucking to see it, like, light up the ground. It's like, I have fucking no idea. It's fucking just random garbage. I'm just trying every fucking possible combination of shit in my inventory to fucking places I, you know, places that highlight you can interact with type of deal. So it's still nothing. I'm just fucking, it's like, I just want to put the rope out, you know, a fucking rope out window and fucking go type of deal. Turns out the game just fucking decided to change it, like, how you interact, you know, how you interact with shit, like, how interactions work all of a sudden, like, you know, you need to have the rope icon on the screen, you know what I mean? Usually just fucking, like, you just use the cursor or whatever, and that highlights, like, everything in the fucking, anything you interact with will fucking, like, highlight, and you've just, with the cursor fucking moving it around. But no, you need to have the fucking, like, have the rope selected and fucking just, like, then you fucking do, like, the pixel hunting, like, thing, and then, like, suddenly, like, another, like, interactive spot just fucking magically appears. It's fucking at a random fucking spot. Just on, like, the wall to the, like, the left of the window, like, fucking, like, 3 inches to the left and, like, an inch down of where the window is. All of a sudden, that just lights up. Like, you can fucking, like, use the rope there. It's fucking just, like, no, again, if it was a good game, I'd be fucking pissed off. Just, like, how retarded that is, but no, I just fucking laughed my balls off for like 5 minutes, just like, holy shit, like, that's just like one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, just fucking like laughing, just like what, like, why would you do that? It's fucking pretty good. Yeah, the whole fucking first chapter too, again, on that cruise ship is fucking, it's a fucking riot. Yeah, just on the, you know, on this big fucking ship, and it just dumps you into the game, and no real explanation, just fucking like, oh, a cruise ship, and just fucking gives like whatever the date and the fucking time and shit, and just you're playing this fucking like blonde chick. You're walking around the ship as, you know, as a fucking like party or whatever. You're walking around talking to people, no real directions, and you know, no idea what you're supposed to be doing. Just you know, again, is it sometimes you have to talk to like the same person like three fucking times, like randomly for no reason, just fucking like, okay, it sounds like the conversation's done, and then fucking like, oh, you move on. It's like, oh no, you have to go back to the same person, talk to him like fucking two more times, then like fucking you walk, then after that like a cutscene will happen or something like that. And yeah, I just just fucking, you know, again, all those hallways on the ship, this is fucking like, look, they all look the fucking same, so it's fucking retarded, you know, trying to get your fucking your bearings of fucking as the camera angles like switching, like trying to figure out like you know, which way you're facing and which way you're walking and shit, and just yeah, guys, you know, it's like fucking tank controls, you know, old fucking survival horror tank controls, only worse somehow, because, you know, you're pointing and you're clicking and your character, you know, you're pointing and clicking where you want her to go, but every now and then she'll just stop freaking the fuck out for no reason, or going the wrong way for, you know, for no reason, because, you know, you didn't really have like direct control over her. And yeah, again, if in a good game, you know, I could, if it was a good game, I was fucking like taken seriously, I'd just be like, wow, you know, I'd be fucking like pissed or whatever. But in this game, it's just fucking like hilarious. Like every time that happens, I'm just fucking like, all right, click to go over here, and she's just fucking like walks in the complete opposite direction, so I'm fucking like freaking out and shit. Just yeah, pretty good. So yeah, I mean, you have this blonde girl who's wearing a fucking, you know, skin tight fucking cocktail dress, and she's wearing fucking like high heels and shit. So you're clomping around in your fucking in the high heels, you know what I mean? And then fucking just going around talking to people. Then you fucking meet one of your friends, and fucking you're talking to him, and he's fucking just like, oh, whatever, oh, we're gonna get a soda. And he fucking reaches his hand into a soda machine. And the thing fucking, you know, as he's reaching his hand in the fucking hole, the fucking thing fucking eats him. Like, it fucking grabs his hand and fucking, you know, you get sucked up into it, and there's fucking, you know, blood and shit, like squirting out, like, a ton of it, like, it's fucking, like, Evil Dead or some shit, or, like, fucking, like, he's going to the wood chipper from fucking Fargo, just fucking, like, ridiculous, like, amounts of blood, and, you know, the girl's just fucking standing there, like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean, for, like, fucking, like, you know, a full, like, minute or two of just fucking him getting fucking sucked into a fucking vending machine, fucking just blood and shit, like, squirting out on the ground. It's just pretty fucking good. Yeah, I'm just fucking stunned, you know what I mean? She's, you know, she's just fucking standing there fucking, like, screaming, and, like I don't know, like, I still don't know, like, fucking even, like, playing it for fucking, like, hours, like, is this supposed to be, like, a serious horror game, or is it, you know, or is it fucking, like, an intentional comedy? Like, I don't know, it's, that line's so fucking thin, you know what I mean? Or it's just, not sure. Like, fucking, is they going just for straight fucking, like, is this supposed to be scary? Like, whatever it is, I'm fucking just, you know, laughing my ass off, like, harder than I have at most fucking comedies, like, in the past, I don't know, decade, like, whatever. So yeah, after that fucking point, then you get the scissor man fucking chasing after you. He's pretty much like the same deal as from, you know, again, from the Clock Tower games, just little dude, little fucking midget or whatever, with a fucking, you know, giant fucking novelty size pair of scissors, and, you know, it'll chase you all around the fucking cruise ship until you either fucking until you know you find somewhere to hide. You just clicking like wherever a place will highlight, and fucking as he's chasing you, you try to like run and break his line of sight, and then it's fucking like, all right, well, I can hide here, hide in a fucking closet, like whatever. You do that and fucking hope he fucking doesn't see you, and he, you know, gives up and goes away, and he'll be gone for a little bit until he pops up again somewhere. or there's a certain objects in the environment you can click on and like, and you'll stun them or whatever, fuck them up, and they'll fucking run away, like whatever. You'll fucking there'll be a fucking fire extinguisher, and fucking like click on that when he's fucking close to you, and you spray him in the face, whatever, or something stupid, and he's fucking like whatever. Oh, and he'll fucking like run off. Like I said, again, it's pretty dumb and pretty fucking funny. So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of just fucking like running away, and again, it's fucking just same looking hallway. So you end up fucking just going in circles of fucking like, where the fuck am I going? And just fucking, you know, running in circles, trying to get into like some of the rooms off to the side. And yeah, the stupid bitch, you know, stupid blonde bitch, she's still wearing her fucking high heels the whole time. So, you know, it's just fucking, it's just clomping around, and, you know, and you have, you know, you clicking like the mouse wheel or whatever, and she'll like stumble and run and shit, and just like, we have so much stamina. I mean, you don't have like a fucking like a bar or, you know, any kind of like indicator, but it's fucking, I think like the screen might turn red or something as fucking you use more, and you keep running and shit, like you'll get fucking, you'll drain. But every now and then she'll fucking trip. She'll, you know, again, she's wearing fucking high heels, so I mean, she fucking just like she trips and she fucking falls on her fucking dumb face, and so again, it's fucking hilarious. You know, it's just like, you can't. Why would you do, like, why wouldn't you just fucking take your goddamn heels off, type of deal? And it's, you know, it's just really fucking funny. I'm just fucking like, wow, this girl is fucking just like a moron. It's fucking, again, I'm not sure if it's fucking just like supposed to be funny or not, but it is really fucking funny. Then you have, you know, you can have her try to hide in some fucking dumb places, like whatever, you know, squeeze her, she tries to squeeze under her fucking bed, but you know, she can't fit because her fucking tits are too big and shit. It's just fucking like that's pretty fucking funny. The best one was fucking hiding, you know, it was fucking, you go in this room, there's a bunch of like, you know, it's like a laundry room, whatever, a bunch of, just, you know, giant fucking industrial size washers and dryers and shit. So, I mean, fucking hiding that, fucking, you know, I'm like, oh, whatever, it's fucking, I've been running around in fucking circles for fucking 5 minutes, fucking going to that room and just, you know, I'll have her fucking hide in one of these fucking dryers, even though the fucking, you know, the front's, the door of it's fucking, you know, just glass. I can see right through it. It's fucking, this seems pretty dumb, but it's letting me do it. So maybe it'll work somehow. You know, the game gave me the fucking option to do it. So, you know, try it and fucking try doing that. And of course, the fucking scissor man just fucking walks by and immediately just fucking sees her and fucking holds the door and just starts the dryer up. And she's fucking, you know, tumbling around in there and just fucking, you know, a bunch of fucking blood splatter and shit all over the fucking glass door. And just fucking, and I was just fucking dying laughing. Just like, wow, it's like, you know, that girl is so dumb. This game is fucking like pretty, again, it's like, it's like halfway between like genius and fucking like retarded. I mean, I try to put myself in that category too, but I don't mean to brag or, anything, but, yeah, it's just, you know, it's fucking, it's the blood splatter, game over. Like, no shit, it's fucking, that's fucking goddamn funny, and just, again, intentional or not, I don't know, but it's fucking really good. Night Cry. I get to, like, I don't know, like the second or the third chapter or something, then fucking, like, I've kind of put all my time into fucking Neo after that, but I really want to go back, because it's a really good slash fucking terrible game. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking one of those deals where it's fucking, like, wow, it is fucking something special there. But yeah, we'll get to Neo and after that. And I get a new segment of the Bad News Roundup. We'll see how that goes. Yep, I'll be back.
Completely circuitry, but I can't stop.
back to the Grunt Free Press podcast, and here we go. We're gonna try a new segment here. We're just gonna rapid fire some bad news real fast. We'll see how it goes. I mean, if it doesn't fit into the tight, controlled, regimented show, the structure, concrete structure I've been using for the past couple of years. I mean, I'll cut it, and we'll go back to the old format. And by format, I mean just fucking completely random garbage. We're just fucking write notes as they come up, and just go through them. Just fucking pretty much note by note with no real rhyme or reason. Random garbage again. That's fucking the main fucking focus of Grunt Free Press. So I mean the first piece of bad news, and the bad news roundup is the South Park game. The new South Park game, the Fractured Butthole, that got delayed. I think it was supposed to come out in early March, I believe. And that's after, that was the latest release date of the game, after it was fucking already delayed. Like, it was supposed to come out like a year ago, or something like that. And then it fucking got delayed like once or twice, and fucking it's like, oh, we don't know. And then fucking like, oh no, here's the date. I think it was, again, it was like early March or something like that. And then now it fucking got delayed again, and fucking loosely fucking scheduled for Ubisoft's fucking next fiscal quarter, next fiscal year, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know. It's pretty much, don't expect it anytime soon, more or less is what that comes down to. And, also in entertainment news, the new Friday the 13th movie that's been kicking around for fucking years of just fucking like, oh yeah, we're making a new one, and then fucking like, oh no, we gotta go back and rewrite the script, and fucking this, oh no, we got new directors. Yeah, it's been going on for like 2 or 3 years at this fucking point. They've been talking about the new fucking Friday the 13th movie. That's been fucking canceled. Not delayed. Not fucking rewritten, not whatever. As far as I can tell, I mean, what I fucking read, like, it's just done, like, fucking, it's canceled. Again, that's not really game related, but, I've probably fucking talked about Friday the 13th more than just about anything else on this fucking shit show. So, again, more bad news. And, then on a personal note, I fucking, broke my keyboard. I've only had it for like 6 months or so. That doesn't really affect anybody but me, I know, but what the fuck? I mean, I was fucking, reaching up again. I'm fucking just whatever. I have very limited fucking space here, and everything's fucking just all pretty much taken up. This whole fucking like corner, I'm just like surrounded by fucking crap. I mean, it's fucking, again, just fucking shelves and shelves of fucking just whatever, electronics and fucking games and fucking draws of whatever, NES games and shit. Just fucking, just fucking just shit everywhere. Fucking shelves of fucking movies, like, everywhere, and fucking books and shit. Just fucking pretty much, like, very, it's a strip of, I get my system just like a strip of fucking walking space where I can fucking move, and then fucking, like, whatever. A chair, that's my one piece of furniture, just like a chair, but not to sit in, just to fucking whatever, throw like clothes on and shit, and then fucking just surrounded by fucking crap. But anyway, I fucking, my keyboard, I usually just fucking, I have one little, other piece of furniture, I got like one little fucking nightstand, or whatever, coffee table, if you want to call it that. It's really small for a coffee table. I can fit like, ashtray and a fucking couple coffees and shit, and fucking like whatever. But so fucking whatever, I don't put my keyboard on there, fucking god no, that's fucking disgusting. So anyway, I fucking reach up, and I put one of the shelves like next to me. You got like a little space where I can just fucking put the keyboard in there, fucking reach up, put the keyboard in, fucking probably like 4 feet off the ground or so. So I'm doing that, fucking reach up to fucking put the keyboard away there, fucking like I usually do. I put it up or whatever, and it slides off and fucking just whatever, drops on the ground, which has happened, like whatever happens, like, I've dropped it like 100 times anyway, so fucking like whatever, and then fucking like, no big deal, fucking just pick it up, put it back, then And I go to fucking and fucking pick it up and go to type something later on. There's fucking no space bar, which is, you know what I mean? No space bar on there. It's fucking, that kind of sucks. But I mean, that shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, I fucking had keys pop off of fucking keyboards plenty of times, you know? So I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking find the space bar and shit, shove it back in the fucking hole, no problem. Fucking, you know, it's not like keyboard lights up blue or whatever, and fucking, you know, space bar lights up blue. I'm like, all right, cool, fine, no problem. Then, you know, then for whatever reason, probably because it's this fucking over-engineered fucking fancy homo keyboard shit, and, you know, fucking, again, it's all like lighting up and you got and shit, and the fucking lights change, and, shit still doesn't work right, like the space bar. I mean, there's some kind of like metal bar on a fucking spring. You know, it's not just fucking like, oh, pop the key in and it's fucking good. It's fucking like, no, it's like this spring to it and fucking, you know what I mean? It's supposed to like go under some shit and fucking like hold on to it and whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know. I fucked with it for a while, fucking jiggling it around, fucking, you know, hitting it, smashing it, and fucking just like, dude, it still doesn't work right. And fucking like, I'm like, ah, try it the other way and just, you know, shove it in, and it's fucking just like pushing down like all the keys surrounding it are fucking just like getting like pushed down. Like, I'm like, all right, this is fucking gay. But I mean, the way I had it is fucking like, all right, well, it kind of works, but I had to fucking like press like in the exact center of the fucking space bar for it to fucking like register. Otherwise, it's just like wobbly and shit, and it doesn't register. So they're no good. So I ordered a fucking new one, and then fucking, you know, I get a message, I get it from like Amazon, and then I get some, message from Amazon, like, oh, the address that you gave doesn't exist. It's like, what, dude? Like, fucking, it's like, it exists. If I can get shit from you guys all the time, like, what the fuck? It's just fucking, it's like, oh, I'll go and pick up, you know, come pick it up at, like, whatever, you know, U.S. Post Office fucking facility, like, you know, town over or something. Like, fuck off, dude, you're not doing that. And fucking, like, what the fuck? Just like, now, just, again, fucking the whole snow thing, like, the guy was just fucking like, ah, I don't feel like fucking, you know what I mean, fucking walking in the snow or whatever, so I'm just gonna, you know what I mean, fucking not deliver it, I think is what happened, my new keyboard. So that was kind of gay. I was just fucking like, dude, fuck off, man. But I did get it, and I got a red dragon this time instead of blue. It's red, so very mechanical. It's a mechanical keyboard. Very fucking. This one's fucking like very mechanical. Like, again, it feels like a fucking old fucking typewriter. Really fucking like clicky. I mean, fucking like real loud. Just fucking click 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 click. I mean, I'd fucking do it. I'm afraid I'm gonna fucking break something. But hey, if you hear that, fucking bam bam bam. Good shit. Really heavy too, and it's like real heavy fucking metal, and hopefully it'll last. Otherwise, I mean, I'm probably gonna drop it a million times, but we'll see. Again, as personal note, fucking, I don't know, didn't have to go on that too much. That was fucking kind of time wasted, I guess. But yeah, at this point, I have a fucking keyboard and fucking mouse graveyard developing here too. I mean, it goes along my fucking controller graveyard I've had for a while. And yeah, that's when you know you're fucking hardcore. You can't call yourself a fucking gamer unless you have, you know, just fucking broken shit like everywhere. I should probably just fucking throw all that shit away, but you know, some of the controllers have like cool artwork on them and shit. I'm looking, I have like fucking like two or three keyboards just fucking like hanging out, fucking just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with them. Again, probably toss them. But anyway, yeah, that was the bad news roundup, and I don't know what the fuck the point of that was. But on to positive news. There's a game on Steam called Bloody Boobs. I don't know exactly what it's about or what it is, but I mean, fucking the description says, the Steam description says, imagine that you are a young, beautiful girl with a tasty body, and it can only mean one thing. You're perfect for human sacrifice for an ancient god. And that's the description, so go on, continue, and just, you know, it's like, I watched the fucking trailer, and it looks like some kind of, like, horror stealth game, set in a fucking dungeon or some shit like that, and, you know, you can customize a girl in skimpy, like, S&M gear, and, try not to get murdered by fucking demons, I guess. You're just fucking, like, walking around and shit, and fucking demons hunting you. So I bought it fucking naturally. I'm fucking just like, all right, support that. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, it's like $3 or whatever. It was like $3. I think it was on sale for like $2.50 or some shit. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You fucking buy that. Again, worth it just to fucking support that and piss off fucking SJWs. So as far as I'm concerned, so, when I'll actually play it, like, if ever, I don't know, I don't really care. I just saw that and it fucking made me laugh, so I was like, fucking, yep, I'm fucking, you know, getting that. And also, I bought some new pants. That's another, probably the second, you know, right after fucking Friday the 13th, probably the second most discussed topic on here has been pants and, you know, the search for a fucking decent pair of jeans. Yeah, I may have hit the fucking jackpot there, fucking L.L. Bean. I just ordered them on fucking line, like whatever. Order fucking pants online, pants show up, and, you know, they're fucking great. I mean, it's fucking nice and loose, no fucking sparkles on them or anything like that. And, just, you know, they're that fucking perfect weight. I mean, they're not, like, you know, paper thin, so it feels like you're wearing fucking, like, fishnets or whatever. And then, oh, they'll fucking, like, rip if, you know, if you brush up against a fucking twig, the whole thing, you know, this guy's gonna fucking rip them. Which, they yeah, I'm fucking, a lot of the pants I wear, it's fucking just like, oh, whatever, just fucking, I don't know, fucking little key, you know, hole for my fucking keys in my pocket, just fucking ram. I was like, oh, that sucks, and fucking, like, rip, you know what I mean? Like, everything's fucking just, like, everything, fucking paper-thin, shitty fucking jeans. But, yeah, these are, like, not, you know, they're nice and fucking heavy, but they're not, like, so heavy that it feels like you're wearing fucking, like, weights or whatever, and you're fucking, you know, the pants won't fucking stay up, because it's just, like, fucking, I don't know, like, heavy, like, real heavy, like, fucking, I don't know, fucking cement jeans, like, that type of deal. I've had those fucking pants, too, where it's just fucking, it's like, they're so heavy that they're just fucking, like, constantly fucking falling down. I know, it's fucking perfect. I mean, I really like them. Fucking L.L. Bean, I mean, they won't endorse the show, I asked, but, it's nothing about me being insensitive to fucking faggots or niggers or something, I don't know, but fucking, nice jeans, anyway, I will say that. So anyway, on to, I guess, the main course. I got here eventually, the main fucking game that I played most of the week as Neo. I did play the alpha or the beta or whatever the fuck it was a while ago. And yeah, again, not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty spot on with my assessment after playing that for, well, again, I only played it for like a couple hours or whatever. Then I'm like, yeah, I kind of get it. I didn't want to just fucking keep playing the alpha or whatever. But yeah, Neo is fucking Dark Souls and Tenchu, particularly fucking Tenchu Z, that fucking game for like the 360, I think was the last one. You know, Tenchu was like a fucking like stealth fucking, I think it was before like Metal Gear and shit. It was fucking just like a ninja game, like a stealth ninja game. But I mean the UI for Neo and the leveling system and the items and all that shit, that's all like 100% fucking Dark Souls. Like, if, you know, if you took a fucking random screenshot and I told you it was from a Souls game, you know, you'd have to fucking, like, really look at it. You probably, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's definitely a Souls game. You know, you'd have to fucking study it for a while to, like, spot, like, any kind of, like, difference about it, you know? Just, you know, the way the fucking screen's set up, like, where your items are, like, the lower left, like, in, like, the cross and shit. Just, you know, the health and the stamina bars and all that shit. So, yeah, they pretty much just said, like, fuck it and just, like, stole it completely. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, why bother? I mean, it is fucking whatever. If you're going to make like an action RPG type game, like, yeah, I mean, people know fucking Dark Souls. Why not just fucking take it and here you go? Yeah, the combat's basically the same, too. I mean, you're managing your fucking stamina. You know, if that runs out, you're pretty much, like, fucked, you know, type of deal. But just fuck, like, oh, I can't fucking, I gotta wait for this to fucking fill up before I can do anything. But only in, if you do that in Neo, it's actually more fucking, like, deadly, just, because, well, once that bar drains, like, the stamina bar, it puts you into, like, this, stunned state where, you know, the enemies can fucking go and just pretty much do like a finisher, like a super move on you, which fucking it'll do like crazy fucking damage, like usually like fucking like whatever, like 3/4 of your health or so. I mean, it's fucking pretty brutal. And again, just fucking that the bar runs out. We just fucking like sitting there, like fucking just like stunned. You know what I mean? Like you can't block, can't fucking roll away, nothing. You're just fucking kind of screwed. So, and you really gotta fucking watch that. And that drains by, you know, if you block and you get hit, like that'll fuck, you know, again, it's like Dark Souls, like if you block and you get hit, the fucking, that'll drain it. Whenever you fucking, do like a dodge or a roll or whatever, like that fucking drains it too. So it's fucking just like, all right, if you, and if you block and like it slows it down from regenerating. So it's just, it is like this like game of like fucking like, all right, I gotta, back and forth, like you gotta fucking like go on the fly, like figure out like, all right, I gotta stop, you know. Put the guard down, fucking let it fill up, like, do my moves, try to train this guy's, you know, his stamina, and then fucking, yeah. So, I mean, you get fucked up really quick, too. Just taking, like, normal hits, like a normal, like, shit soldier will kill you in, like, I don't know, like, two or three hits, usually. And then that's me, you know, I'm playing my usual fucking pretty heavy on the defense, like, you know, pump a bunch of points into HP, like, first, like, that's my first priority type of deal. Tanky, I guess, like, fucking, like, it's usually what I go for in fucking RPGs, and, you know, and the game's a little bit like, you know, Bushido Blade, you know, it's just fucking, like, quick, you know, one-on-one, usually, you know, find an opening, fucking take a few shots, like, get the fuck out of there, you know, type of gameplay. I'm not sure if they take into account, like, exactly how fucking patient I am, or, like, most, like, Dark Souls players are, type of deal, because it's, like, you know, I was just like, all right, well, I can go in and, like, do, like, this crazy, like, all right, manage my fucking stamina and fucking, like, whatever type of deal, and, you know, get in close and fucking, you know, that, you know, do, like, some sort of combo and all this shit, but Because fucking Dark Souls has made me so all right, I'm just going to be very fucking patient, fucking in and out, fucking one or two hits type of deal. I mean, I'll just fucking, most of the time, I'm just fucking, all right, I'll stay out of range, fucking wait for the end of, like, you know, this fucking, their fucking attack string or, like, whatever, you see their fucking stamina bar, fucking drain type of deal, or, you know, they'll do, like, a heavy fucking, heavy fucking hit type of deal where, you know, it's going to take him a while to recover. I'll just fucking, like, dash in, fucking attack once or twice, like, back out, and, you know, most of the game, and then I'll fucking, like, all right, wait, then let the fucking stamina fucking build up and shit, and just, again, that Dark Souls in and out type of deal, as long as you're fucking, like, very patient. I mean, most of the game I've been doing that, it's been pretty easy for the most part, fighting like that. Again, for the most part, like, every now and then you'll run into some bullshit, but So yeah, it's fucking, basically Dark Souls set in fucking medieval Japan is what it is. I mean, that's the easiest way to fucking describe it anyway. Although it does start out and, like, the first level is, you're in an English castle, like, you know, that's fucking, like, that part's like, all right, this is, like, legit fucking, like, Dark Souls right here. Like, fucking, like, I'm like, all right, this is even gonna be more Dark Souls-y than I thought, like, when I was doing that first level. But I mean, that's basically the fucking tutorial. Like, it's almost like, it almost seems like the saying, like, you know what this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is exactly what you think it is type of deal. I mean, you get, you know, your light, your heavy attack, you fucking collect XP, you fucking lose that when you die, you try to, you know, try to backtrack to it and to fucking get to, like, where you died to fucking regain it. You know, you're opening up doors and shortcuts and shit to get back to fucking the bonfire, or in this case, they're shrines. But, I mean, it's the same fucking thing. They just look different. This one's, you know, instead of a fucking fire, it's a, you know, fucking Japanese shrine with fucking, like, little, whatever the fuck, goofy little fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck you call them, sprites. I mean, not like the video game sprites, but, like, fucking, I don't know, like, creatures on them, like, whatever, fucking little goofy fucking anime fucking chibi little fucking dudes. Pretty much everything just is like there's like an analog between fucking like Neo and fucking Dark Souls for the most part. And I also will say this, though. I mean, again, if you don't like me fucking comparing the two, it's just fucking, it is what it is. I mean, fucking, again, no joke, it probably is number one thing I've talked about is fucking Dark Souls. Most people have at this point, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, it is just like a standard fucking shorthand, I guess, of describing something. But I will say this, though, fucking, yeah, Neo is actually, is a, more complex than fucking than the Souls games, I think. As far as like combat goes and shit, you get a, you get your fucking your light and your heavy attacks, pretty standard. But you know, you can also switch to three different stances. I mean, you get low stance, medium stance, high stance. You can switch to like whenever. Kind of like For Honor, I guess. But I'm speaking of Ben, I don't know, I'm gonna say it's bad news, but a little side note, I'm fucking For Honor's out today, and I'm like fucking like, oh, I'll check my email. I may get my key, my fucking a key for PC. I actually got two of them by accident, but just yeah, whatever. I'm like checking my fucking email. I still don't have my fucking key to get For Honor, but should have got it by now. I mean, I'm probably just gonna get it later in the day. It's no big deal, but so anyway, Neo, I mean, you know, you get your fucking three different, you know, low, medium, high stance, and again, in Dark Souls, it's like, oh, you know, each weapon has like its own moveset or whatever. This one's like fucking, well, each category of weapon has its own fucking moveset, but then they have like those three stances you can switch to, and each of those has its own fucking moveset too, type of deal. Like, you know, you're in the low stance, it's more like defensive, like, you know, quicker fucking attacks and shit. You know, medium's fucking balanced, like type of deal. And if you do like the high stance, it's more like more offensive, like more heavier hitting, but it's fucking slower type of deal. And you know, it's fucking beyond. You know, it's easier to hit certain enemies when you're in certain stances too. Like like I'm focusing on axes for the most part, and you know, if there's a fucking an enemy, you know, like a small enemy or somebody on the ground or whatever, and fucking you know, you try hitting them with like a when you're in like your lower, your medium stance, like it's hard. Like sometimes the fucking swings will go fucking like right over the head and shit, like certain attacks, or like you just gotta wait for them to fucking like poke the head up, and it's fucking kind of a bitch to hit them. But if I switch to the high stance, it's and then you do like a normal, like the normal attack with an axe, and the high stance is like a fucking like overhead, like fucking just, you know, right onto the ground type of deal. Fucking hits the ground, so it's fucking like, oh, if I switch to that, like I can just fucking just murder these guys, like, you know, like real quick, rather than fucking like dancing around them, fucking waiting for him to fucking like do like a jump at me or like whatever to hit him. Like it's fucking like, oh, I do that, and it's fucking just way easier to fucking just hit him like that. And yeah, then on top of that, and you know, on top of all, like, fucking, you know, we get pretty much, like, six different moves with each weapon type of deal, and like, combos from there and shit, and just, you know, there's also fucking just a giant skill tree. You can sink points and do to unlock, like, additional moves from each fucking stance, too. So it's like, you know, with the axe, it's like, I can hold the heavy attack and fucking spin around if I'm fucking, like, you know, medium, you know, in the medium stance or whatever, and something different if I'm in the high stance, and Or and then there's like a branching path off of that where you can unlock another skill where he does like he'll hold up the axe and do like, you know, do like a ground pound instead, and just fucking just like a radius will come out of that. The fucking again, it's just like a different move. Yeah, and to get points is to sink into that fucking that skill tree. It's like a completely separate, you know, it's not like XP, like normal XP. It's like you get to earn like titles or like whatever, or you get like certain items to fucking unlock skills for that, unlock points for that. Yeah, I mean, and it's all fucking separate for each weapon too, you know what I mean? It's not fucking like, oh, I unlock like whatever, fucking put points in the medium stance for the fucking axe. Well, that doesn't transfer over to like swords, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, they're all separate trees. So it's like swords, spears, fucking bows and so on. Yeah, it's fucking, again, that's all, like, completely separate from fucking, you know, your normal XP and your leveling and, you know, stat points and all that. So, yeah, and another cool thing they have is fucking, they pretty much have, like, an active reload system with the stamina. It's almost like you know, the Gears of War, like, the active reload there where you get a hit. You know, it's like a fucking bar, you know, as it fills up, you get a hit, like, a certain point to get, like, when you get, like, a damage boost or whatever. Only here is fucking, you know, for your stamina bar, and it's fucking just, you know, you gotta hit the right bumper, you know, fucking at the right point, you know, to fucking regain it regain it faster, much faster than if you're just fucking, like, sitting there waiting for it to, like, fill up on its own type of deal. So, I mean, you know, you do a fucking combo, and your fucking, you know, stamina is almost gone, but then, like, some of it's, like, temporary. What I mean? It's fucking like whatever they call it. I forget it, fucking like fighting games and shit. It's not like permanently gone. It's fucking just like, you know, temporary fucking drain. But I mean, fucking, you know, it's that starts filling up, and if he hit the fucking bumper at like just the right time, he get like fucking, he does like a little like flashy thing, and he get like, you know, almost all of it back. So I mean, if you do that, you know what I mean. It's not like fucking like, oh, I'm out of stamina, I know I gotta wait. It's fucking like, oh, I hit a combo, then I fucking hit my fucking call it active reload, I guess, to fucking keep it simple. So, you know, you do the combo, your stamina is almost gone, but then you fucking hit the active reload at the right time. It's fucking like, oh no, I can just like immediately launch into another one because I fucking regained all my shit. And one of those skills that you fucking unlock in that tree is like fucking like, oh, if you do like a good like active reload, like it is like gears, but it's fucking like, oh, and you get a damage boost on top of that type of deal, that or your next hit anyways it fucking gets extra damage. So I mean, that's neat. It makes it more fucking active than just waiting for your bar to fill back up slowly, you know. So it's pretty unique, and I was thinking like, oh, didn't Bloodborne do something like that? But that was different. That was it wasn't your stamina, that was your health. And that was fucking, I hated that fucking system, to be honest with you. It was fucking like, oh, you know, you get your fucking health drained, but you can get your health back by fucking like attacking or some shit, and fucking like, yeah, I don't know, that was pretty shitty. It's fucking like, oh, you get, land a hit to fucking like regain some health, and it's fucking like, that's pretty dumb. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's just like most of the time in fucking Bloodborne, it's fucking just like, oh, my health's like getting drained real quick. I want to back out and fucking heal up, but it's fucking like, oh, no, run in and fucking, you know, get offensive. It's like, no, that's fucking pretty dumb. I didn't like that, but active fucking stamina reload or whatever, that's fucking, again, I think it's fucking awesome. It's pretty cool. It's just like another... another fucking mechanic though, on top of, again, like the standard fucking Dark Souls, like whatever, that fucking just, again, makes it more active. You're fucking doing more, works real well. So yeah, I mean, you start out in that castle, and that's pretty easy, but again, it's kind of like a tutorial, so I mean, what do you expect type of deal? But you know, it's fucking easy, you know, easy Dark Souls pretty much. But and then after you finish the castle, then it takes you to like a dojo, and fucking the game's teaching you like the basic controls, like fucking like, oh, this is a move forward, like the right stick. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that makes no fucking sense. It's like, dude, if you didn't figure that shit out, you wouldn't have fucking beaten the, you know, wouldn't have beaten that fucking the castle, like the first stage. So, yeah, then it fucking, so it's like, oh, then it's like dojo, fucking simple controls. Then it dumps you into a map with like, you know, just like a, almost like an old school, like, you know, paper map of just fucking, you know, a couple like highlighted missions you can pick from type of deal. So, yeah, I mean, it is fucking, Neo, you know, it's very fucking old school, fucking gamey, like very, very gamey. I mean, fucking, compared to like Dark Souls, and did I remember to mention that fucking Neo is a little bit like Dark Souls? In Dark Souls, they just kind of like fucking like dump you into the fucking open world or whatever, and just fucking like, ah, here you go, like figure shit out type of deal. Figure out what's what on your own. In Neo, it's fucking, it's very just fucking like, all right, pick a mission, like, you know, very set, like mission, like pick a mission, fucking, it'll tell you like how difficult that is, and you know, it'll give you like a recommended level, then it's kind of like, as like a difficulty meter of like how tough it is type of deal. You know, so you pick one of those, and then fucking an NPC will give you like background, you know what I mean, like fucking like, oh, this is what you're supposed to be doing, and that usually makes no fucking sense, because it's fucking Japanese as fuck. So, you know, so it tells you like, oh, do this, and, you know, here's your fucking rewards, you know, if you complete the mission, here's your fucking, this is what you'll get for it, and fucking, you know, gold, fucking armor, XP, fucking weapons, like whatever, like certain rewards on top of whatever you pick up type of deal. Most of the missions that you're doing, they're not that long. I mean, maybe like half an hour at the most, like type of deal. You know, then just fucking, you know, finish up a mission, go back to the map, you pick another one, just fucking, you know, there's main missions and submissions and shit, and, you know, you, Yeah, it's very fucking gamey, very fucking Japanese, like PS2 era type of stuff, like fucking like Dynasty Warriors or something, or fucking shit like that. I mean, you don't have to do all the missions again. This is fucking, again, there's main ones and there's like little side ones, sub missions or whatever. But you probably do want to do fucking all of them just for the XP and the loot and shit, and you can go back and fucking replay them as much as you want, and they're all, again, it's all the same shit. Just fucking like, oh, go back to mission fucking like whatever one or whatever whenever you feel like it, and just fucking redo it and just try to find extra shit or like whatever. Play them all as much as you want at any time. And there is a fucking shit ton of them, too. I mean, I've probably done, like, I don't know, like 50 of them so far, maybe. And I played for, I don't know, 25 hours, something like that. And I have no fucking clue, like, how close I am to the end of the game. But I'm just fucking, you can zoom out and look at, like, the different regions of the map and shit. And there's a lot there. I mean, again, it's not a fucking, I was looking at some of the reviews and shit, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, I fucking went through in like, whatever, 40 hours or 30 hours or like, whatever, and fucking like, it's like maybe if you just did like the main missions, which I'm sure it would be possible, but it's fucking just like, I'm trying to like do everything type of deal, but it's fucking, yeah. It seems like it's a lot there, and fucking, yeah, I mean, the thing is though about them is like, oh, there's a ton of these fucking, a ton of those missions, but In that old school fucking spirit type of deal, is just fucking a lot of the missions are just fucking repeats of shit you already did. Like, I mean, they'll just straight up like reuse like the same exact map for like multiple missions type of deal. Is fucking just how you pick this, and it's the same exact fucking environment's the exact same. Sometimes they might tweak it like it's fucking like, oh, well, now it's like nighttime or something like that, or usually it's just like the same exact fucking map, but they'll just, you know, they might block off a few like entrances and shit, and they'll change up the enemies, or like where the enemies spawn, or, you know, different enemies in there, shit like that. But otherwise it's the same fucking thing. You just did, you know what I mean? Like five missions ago, so I'd go do that again, but only it was like, whatever, like a smaller portion of it, or again, like harder enemies or like something like that. But, And so far, too, there hasn't been, like, a ton of, like, enemy variety. I mean, either, you know, it's fucking, they're either human soldiers or, like, you know, undead versions of them, which, whatever, or there's fucking, like, demons, you know, a couple different kinds of demons, and there's fucking, they just kind of, like, palette swap them. It's fucking, like, oh, they were fucking red, now they're yellow or, like, purple or whatever, for whatever element they are, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, lightning guy is fucking whatever, yellow, the fire guy is red, but it's kind of the same type of deal, same moves, all that. I'm not really that impressed on that front, like the enemy design type of deal is fucking just kind of meh. So some of the bosses, though, I mean, fucking, man, they're fucking pretty good. I mean, again, I'm not really that impressed with the enemy design, even the bosses. In general, I don't think the fucking game looks that great, period. Which isn't a big deal. I mean, it might just be because I'm fucking, again, I'm used to, not to be, like, snobby or anything, but I'm used to fucking, like, playing on, like, you know, whatever, PC, and then fucking going back to, like, you know, PS4, which is pretty weak, you know, in comparison. I'm just fucking like, oh, this looks kind of rough. You know what I mean, it's fucking, if I was playing on PC, I'd be like, fucking like, I should probably bump up some of these fucking graphic options type of deal. But playing on fucking like PS4, it's like fucking like, it's pretty, some of it's pretty rough looking. It looks fucking like older, like a PS3 game type of deal. But yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's, yeah, whatever, it's not a big deal. It's fucking, but yeah, some of the boss fights have been fucking pretty intense. I mean, they'll go in for, you know, you'll be fighting for a fucking long time. I mean, fucking just, you know, usually not that, like, complex of a fight. I mean, they'll have, like, you know, a move or two that'll just fucking, like, destroy you, no matter what you do. I mean, it's just fucking, you know, a super, super fucking powerful move. It's like, oh, if you get hit by this, dude, you're fucking, unless you're, like, as long as if you have your health, like, completely fucking healed up, like, you might, like, fucking survive, like, a sliver of health, but if you're fucking have, like, whatever, three quarters and fucking get hit by that, like, you're done type of deal. Yeah, just, you know, as usual is fucking strategy. I mean, you go into it and it's fucking like, okay, like, I'm probably gonna get fucking wrecked this first time, but, you know, I'll just try to, whatever, keep some distance, try to figure out what the fuck, like, what the patterns are type of deal, what the attack animations are. again, Dark Souls strategies of fucking fighting bosses works pretty well. And it's like, all right, yeah, you kind of get it and fucking start trying to fucking, like, all right, try to fucking do some damage and fucking beat him and shit. And then, you know, then you get into it and you fucking fight him like 3 or 4 times. You're using your fucking, like, health potions and shit, which are, you know, they're finite. It's not like fucking, it's that in that regard. It's more like Bloodborne than Dark Souls, where it's like, you know, you're picking them up as, like, drops, like the healing potions or whatever. And fucking just, you know, the more you pick up, I mean, they'll go back into, like, whatever, like a store, like a store box or whatever, inventory. So, I mean, I think I can carry, like, 8 at a time. But it's like, fucking, like, oh, well, if I, whatever, go back to the shrine or I die or whatever, like, it'll refill up to 8 again. But it's fucking, like, you start going, it's fucking, like, oh, I'm running out of these fucking things type of deal. Yeah, so it's fucking just, you know, it's fucking, you know, you start, like, fighting, you're using some of your resources, and it's fucking like, oh, I'm getting close, and you fucking, like, die, and you're fucking trying, and again, you're trying to find fucking weaknesses, either, you know, either fucking, like, all right, what if I try, like, a certain fucking element, like, you know, again, like Dark Souls, they have, like, the lightning paper or the fire paper you put on your fucking, your weapon to make it, like, you know, whatever, that type of deal. Is fucking like, all right, I'll try that, see if that fucking works, and, Or you just try to fucking find a good spot. You can fucking, if you hit him at the right time, you fucking knock him off balance or whatever and fuck him up. But you're trying all this shit, fucking dying, fucking repeating it, and fucking, there's been a few times where I'm fucking just like, I'm like, I only have like fucking like whatever, like 4 potions left, and I'm almost fucking dead. My fucking heart's like pounding, and yeah, then I'll fucking beat it with like 1 fucking sliver of health left, and, you know, like the last like 5 minutes of the fight, I'm just like, I'm gonna fucking die and I'm gonna be fucking pissed. But you know, my fucking health would be fucking flashing red, but still end up doing it, you know what I mean, that type of deal. And fucking like, you know, the heart's fucking pounding, like that shit's fucking great. I don't know if like something just like clicks. I'm just fucking like, all right, I understand these fucking patterns now, or if the game's like cheating, you know what I mean, it makes it that fucking close, but like cheesing the fucking numbers or whatever, so it's fucking, or whatever, but it doesn't really matter, because it's fucking, it is so fucking intense and really good. Yeah, just fucking moments like that are fucking like brilliant, though. I will say that the level design, like I said, fucking the enemy design too, not quite Dark Souls levels of excellence, you know, it doesn't have that special fucking Dark Souls juice, but hey, you know, what are you gonna do? Yeah, there's a bunch of fucking really complicated shit in there too. Like, you know, I don't entirely understand. Like, you know, you can collect crafting materials and you know, just as drops, or you can break down loot to like, you know, break down like armor and shit you don't need to get more crafting materials, and then you can whatever, you know, go to the blacksmith and she'll make you shit, or it's a fucking confusing mess to fucking like to craft anything. As far as I can tell, I mean, none of the shit you can fucking make is as good as the weapons you're picking up, like the weapons and the armor and shit, like you normally just find through fucking item drops. So I don't really know what the fucking point of that is. I mean, you're constantly, you know, constantly picking up and fucking swapping out new gear. So I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the fucking point is. So I just said fuck it. I mean, I did fuck around with it a little bit fucking last night. I was fucking like, all right, what can I do? We can like feed items into other items too. Like fucking, all right, I get like this, my strongest axe. Like I'm going through like, well, what if I feed it like this other fucking axe and like whatever, like what'll happen? Like fucking like, oh, fucking like up its damage, like 3 points or something. Like that's like the best I could do. And if I could did that, like, okay, again, like whatever, I'm probably going to find a fucking more powerful axe in like 5 minutes, but whatever. So, I mean, there's all kinds of like online shit to do too. I mean, I think there's like straight PvP to you can fuck around with. I don't know what that's about. I mean, I don't really feel like dealing with that. So right now, anyway. So and then you know, again, Dark Souls. We see like blood stains on the ground where real people died, like other people died. You can fucking click on it and just see their ghost of how they died type of deal. They kind of have that same thing here, only instead of just watching like the ghost play, like the replay, like fucking it summons, like, it'll summon them up like a fucking, computer, an AI of them anyway, a fucking, like, all right, this, they died with this type of armor and these fucking weapons and, like, whatever, and these, like, skills, and you just fucking, like, fight them, just like a one-off type of deal. That's kind of cool. I mean, then there's, online clans you can join, and fucking, I guess that's kind of like Covenants, I guess, and again, the analog of fucking Dark Souls Covenants that gives you, like, certain, like, boosts and shit, and, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of shit there. I mean, fucking, yep, it's a fucking good game, a lot better than I expected, I will say that. Again, I was just fucking like, I played the demo, I'm like, this is kind of, kind of like shittier Dark Souls, but I'm like, there's more to it than that. Though, I mean, as I keep playing it, though, I will say it is getting a little on the repetitive side. You know, just, again, just fucking, just that structure of just fucking like, all right, do like this, like, half-hour mission, do that over and over again, and again, some of it's, like, a lot of the same locations and shit. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, just doesn't quite have that Dark Souls secret juice, but, I mean, again, the trade-off, I guess, is, like, you know, more complexity and, like, replayability and shit, so, I mean, that's Neo, Neo. Good shit. I mean, I'll keep playing that. Even though this week is the big fucking Valentine's Day drop. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but, For Honor came out today. Fucking Sniper Elite 4 came out today. Halo Wars 2 comes out on Friday, and, yeah, I mean, after a few, again, I've been fucking whatever since, like, Christmas pretty much has been fucking jack shit, and then fucking, like, Valentine's Day is just, like, a dump, just a giant dump, big Valentine's Day fucking anal dump. It's the best kind, so yeah, I mean, I might end up just fucking jumping back and forth between a bunch of shit. As usual, I mean, maybe not. I mean, fucking, might just be another week of fucking, I'm just jumping around, fucking doing whatever, not fucking writing any reviews, even though I kind of want to know with this fucking new keyboard. It's kind of fun to fucking hit those buttons. Fucking those giant fucking clicky buttons are pretty cool. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, gruntfreepress.com, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Grunt Free Press, I think, or Absolute Deicide, maybe. Still don't know how Gab works, but that's a thing. Yeah, and happy anal Valentine's Day. We'll
but still followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits and some.